So IWK is opening a new emergency department to help facilitate patients better. We're here today with Rebecca DeChamplain. Hello, Rebecca. How are you doing today?
Hi, thank you.
Rebecca, can you tell us a little bit about your role at IWK?
Yeah, so I'm a registered nurse at the IWK. I've worked here 20 years. And my current position is the clinical lead for our redevelopment project, so specifically working on the design and construction of the new emergency department.
So when will the new emergency department be ready?
We're estimating 2025. We don't have a more exact time frame yet. Construction projects are always, you always have to add a little bit of time for delays that may happen as a result of construction, but we're hoping that sometime during 2025, the new department will be open.
And how long has the planning been in place for this new department, and how will that help solve the issue of patients' long waiting patient times?
Yeah, those are two sort of separate but related questions. So we've been planning on working actively on the design of the department since 2019. And there had been work prior to that on studying projections for emergency department usage at the IWK for years to come. So that work had already happened prior to 2019 when we actually started to design. So there are folks who look at department utilization. So who's using the department, what types of patients, how many patients, times a day, times of year, all that kind of stuff goes into sort of big calculations and projections on what the population growth would be and all that stuff to look at what type of emergency department services do we need to have in Halifax for the next generation to come. So that work, a lot of that work had already happened prior to 2019 when we started actually designing the department. So in 2019, the government put forward some money to do the design work. And then earlier this year, they put forward the money to do the actual construction of the department. And so we do hope, I think the public is well aware that there are issues in emergency departments with wait times. That's something that has probably always been the case and is maybe getting a little bit worse in recent times. We do hope that a new emergency department will help improve those wait times. It isn't the only piece of the problem though. And so I think that's important to talk about what we are doing also in the meantime, both to address waiting issues right now and to prepare ourselves for working in the new department in the future. So just building a bigger department won't necessarily improve wait times. In fact, a bigger space could actually make things less efficient if we're not working in, if we don't have the design that's takes into consideration the way people use the department, the way staff work, so that we can work more efficiently in the department. So we are working actively now on operational redesigns to sort of prepare us for the new department, and as well as to hopefully improve wait times in our current department.
How many patients will this new department accommodate?
So it will accommodate as many patients as we need to. So we look for the future growth of the city and the way the patients use the department. So we expect that we'll be accommodating, tens of thousands of patients a year in the future. So we're currently seeing about 30 something thousand a year right now. In the future, that may be 40, 45, 50,000 patients a year. And so we expect that this new department will be able to accommodate that. But it has a lot more to do with how we manage patients when they present to the department, how we can make things more efficient for the patients and for the staff to make sure that no matter what the volume of patients, because we're always going to have spikes. So when you look at maybe 40,000 patients over the course of a year, you're going to get some days where you have 80, 90 patients and some days where you have 150, 160, 170 patients. So we're always going to have spikes and unpredictable surges of patients. And so we're really looking at how we'll be able to better manage those events that will occur in the future as well. So looking at using the space really efficiently, looking at how our staffing will be matched to the types of patients that we're seeing, how we can better accommodate surges, how we can pull in extra resources where and when we need them, and be more efficient in the way that we see patients.
And how much funding was spent on this project?
So the government has committed $102 million right now to the construction of the project. So that is the budget that we're working with right now. Our foundation has also is also supporting us. And so they will be looking to help us in ways outside of the actual physical construction of the department. But those are the funding sources we're working with right now.
And tell us a little bit about the new infection protection and control measures that are going to be in place.
Yeah, so this is a really good opportunity for us to design a space that will be better for the type of population that we see. As you can probably imagine, a pediatric emergency department sees a lot of children who have infectious illnesses. So fevers and coughs and viruses and rashes and things like that is a good percentage of the population that we see. And we knew that that's a longstanding thing. That's prior to COVID, but COVID has also brought up the pandemic aspect of taking care of a population when a new disease emerges, or when the types of patients you're seeing could change based on what's happening globally. When COVID started, we were early in our design phase of the project. So it was actually a good time for that to have occurred with respect to this project, because we were able to make design changes based on what we were seeing and learning and experiencing in our current department from COVID. So we have airborne infection isolation rooms built into the new department. So we'll have four airborne isolation rooms. One of them includes a resuscitation room. So that's where we would take care of the sickest patients that might have an airborne illness. So that's something potentially like COVID or some other diseases like measles and tuberculosis that you know, periodically we may have a patient that might have something like that, or for future airborne illnesses that we don't even currently know about. So we'll have the ability to care for those types of patients, and it keeps staff safer. It keeps the other patients and families that are also using the department safer when we're able to care for patients in those types of spaces. So we were able to kind of reconfigure the design of those spaces based on what we learned from COVID. There's also a lot of other just sort of general and practical design aspects to the new department for infection control. So things like everything is portable. It can come out of all the rooms so that the rooms can be fully cleaned and decontaminated really easily. Things are all in drawers or enclosed in cabinetry so that nothing will be exposed if there is like droplets or other particles that could be infectious. Things that are hidden away so that people aren't touching things. The types of surfaces and furniture and things, equipment that we'll be purchasing for the new department will all be to the highest standard that infection control would want to see in a hospital environment. And we've been working really closely with our infection control practitioners throughout the project so that they're giving their input on all of these aspects of the design as we go, so that they're overseeing a lot of this and making sure that we are meeting the highest standard for infection control.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Is there anything else you would like to add in regards to the new department or anything new with IWK?
Yeah, it's been, a real interesting project to be involved with and to be able to gather all this feedback from staff and families and patients that use the department. And, we would love to invite people to come and share their thoughts. Our hopes would be to get a lot of involvement from the community on how they would like to see the new department look and what kind of aspects are important to them to be included in the new department. There's still time, even though some of the design is certain phases of it have been completed. There is still lots of opportunity for people to give some involvement and to let us know, what kinds of things are important to them, both for the care that they're receiving currently, as well as for what they would like to see in the new department. I feel like the kids that come and use our department are the best people to help us plan for the future. And I just love for families out there to know that we are trying our best every day in our current department. We're working in a space that we've outgrown a long time ago. And so we are trying our best to meet the needs of patients and families currently, and looking forward to the day when we have a better space to be able to better take care of patients. But you will see us making quality improvements all the time, continuously. So we're not just waiting for the doors of the new department to be open. We are working on increasing efficiency, bringing in new equipment, new protocols into place in our current department right now. So, you know, we always welcome the feedback and involvement from families or people who may have recently used our department to send that along.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thank you.